We're on page 170, Siman Tuf Ayin Hey, Sif Aleph. We are up to the most important parts of the Seder, because really we're going to mekayim the most mitzvah tonight. We did talk about Tzipor Yetzias Mitzrayim is maybe the biggest mitzvah of the night. However, now we are going to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Matzah, Maror, perhaps even Charoses, Korech, all these different things that are coming up to over here in Siman Tuf Ayin Aleph. And the things, if you don't understand what you're doing, you can end up not being mekayim your dinim correctly. So these dins we have to get down correctly. We're up to the part of the Seder, which is called Rachsa. We're going to be washing our hands again, as I mentioned before, according to Shlomo Zalman, Urchatz, his name Urchatz, because it's that's not such a command. Rachsa is like a command. You have to wash, because this is a washing maker to dinna. As opposed to Urchatz, we know Dover Shetipul of Mashka nowadays is not as prevalent. Nevertheless, at Lel Seder we are knowing to go ahead and do Urchatz. Rochsa, you are required to do a Nitzilas Adayim, and that's what the Mechaber starts over here. Yitol Yodav Yivarech Al Nitzilas Adayim. You wash your hands, and this time we're going to go ahead and make a bracha. Oh, why don't we just Somech on the first Nitzilah? So, number one, we didn't make a bracha, so we don't really want to be Somech on the Nitzilah. But the question is, are you allowed to do Nitzilah? But what happens is you wash your hands. You've been saying the Haggadah basically right now. Your hands are basically clean. So how do you go ahead? How come you're required now to go ahead and do a Nitzilah? Another Nitzilah statement. And how could you go ahead and make a bracha right now if your hands are clean? This is really what the Bar Alacha is bothered by over here. He says over here, Dibra Masli, Yitol Yadav, Akata Meshibil Lekat. Kevin Shetol Yatam Behesach Adas. Im Baru Lo Shishim Or Yadav. This is only if you were had a Hesach Adas. However, if you're Barulo Shishimor Yadav Hetev Lo Nagav Vekitvei HaKodesh O B'Shvar Dvar Ma Metayim Ma Yadayim, anything that's going to metayim your hands or dirty your hands, Dvar Ma V'Mechusim in your body and things like this, Ain't Sarach Lasser Lito Yadav, you wouldn't really have to go back and make a new bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivka Na'alav writes, the whole reason is that we make a new bracha is because our hands are flying all over the place. When it scratched your head, touched your armpit, or done something like this, you would have to wash your hands again. But what if you don't know if you really did that? How are we so certain you go ahead and wash your hands again with the bracha? The end of the beralacha ends up by saying, v'anachon shebofen zeh, if you have somewhat of a suffix, if your hands really did become dirty again, yitame yodav konu natilik, they shiuchol uvarech, you should matami, as Rav Nevin Saul points out over here, doesn't really love dafki yitami, we're not matami, our hands are always tummy. But that is means to dirty your hands again in order that now I know you're going to require to make a bracha. And that was how Rosh Shlomo Zalman was knowing himself, quoted in Licha Shlomo Perek Tes, Halacha Lamed Ches, that Rosh Shlomo Zalman would make sure that he'd go ahead and scratch his head or touch another Dvar Mechul, go to the bathroom, whatever it might be, before going ahead and washing the Netilas Yadayim with a bracha in order to make sure that he is required to make a Netilah at this point. Fine. That is the Dinim of Rachs. Moving on to the next mitzvah d'oraisa of the night, and that is our mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah, we're up to motzi matzah, says the mechaber over here. V'yikach ha-matzos k'seder she'nicha ma'prusa bein shtei ha-shlemos. You pick up the three matzahs with the middle broken matzah in between the two shlemos. V'yochzam b'yado, you hold them in your hand once again, as we learned before. The two whole matzahs is there for lechem mishnah. The middle matzahs that we're going to mekayim our din of alachilas matzah on that mitzvah, the mitzvah of the night that's supposed to be done b'prusa with a piece of matzah. V'yochzam b'yad, you're going to hold them in your hands. V'yavarech ha-motzi v'alachilas matzah. You're going to make two brachas on these matzahs. You're going to make an alachilas matzah. You're going to make first ha-motzi lechem min ha-aretz, and then alachilas matzah. V'achar kach yivtza mi'ashlema al yona u'mi'aprusa mi'shtem bi'achad v'yitbelei me'melech. And afterwards, you are going to be botzea. You're going to break bread from the shlema al yona, from the top matzah, and from the prusa together. Because as we'll soon see, the top matzah, the bracha of amotzi lecha min ha'aretz is going on the top matzah. The bracha of alachilas matzah is really going on the middle matzah. Therefore, we're going to break them together, and we will go ahead and eat them. The Mechaber now says the Yitbel in the Melech. He says to dip your matzahs in salt like we do with our challah the rest of the year. However, the Roma writes the Ein Haminag Litbel B'Melech B'Layla Rishona. Our minag is the Leil Seder not to dip your matzahs into salt. The Pasnak Ein Sarach Melech. Like really, we have a lach all year round that a clean bread that is basically just means that it has been sifted finely, and therefore it's white bread. That is not going to be needed to be dipped in salt. The Mishnah Berurah over here says over here in the end of Sivkat and Vav, just in terms of the salting, he says, sorry, the end of Sikkatan Dal says Ve'ena Minig Latav Ratzlomer Ash B'chol Yomosa Pesach Mat Bili Memelech Afal Pishin Nekiyirin. The rest of the Pesach we do dip in salt. Ve'ena Tzricha Tibol Mina Din Kinvor B'Simon Kuvasam Chazayim Sifayim. Really Mikker Din. We don't need to dip in salt nowadays because our bread tastes good. Nevertheless, the minig is to still dip in salt like we do. Mikol Makom Belelos Rishonish Al Pesach. Whether you keep one day on the first night of Pesach, keep 2 days the second night of Pesach. Also, a Nagin, the minig is not to dip in salt. The Tfeu near Lechem Oni Kishino Tavu B'Melech. Because over here it's Lechem Oni. Therefore, it's even more Lechem Oni when we don't dip it in salt. Therefore, that's why the minig in Ashkenaz is not to dip on salt. It doesn't mean you don't have salt on the table. There's still an inyan to have salt on the table, but we don't dip it in salt according to Rov Minhagim. There are different Minhagim even amongst Ashkenazim in terms of this. Yes, to dip in salt, not to dip in salt, but the main minig is not to go ahead and to dip in salt. Okay? So we after we dipped or we did not dip in salt, then we're ready to eat the matzah v'yochlam b'haseba b'yachad k'zayis mikol echad. And he says to go ahead and eat him b'haseba with all the dinim of a seba that we learned earlier on, the k'zayis from each matzah. It sounds like you need two k'zayisim. We'll come back to that in one moment. V'im eini yochol echol k'shnei k'zayisim b'yachad. If you can't eat two together, yochol shalom motzi t'chila b'achach shalom chilas matzah. Then eat one after another. Okay, don't eat both matzahs together. Just eat them one after another. We'll pause over here for the rest of the today of this first year, is because this is the end of really motzi matzah. Now, a bunch of a very important halachas when it comes to your matzah. Number one, you have to own your matzahs. Do me a lulav, right? Lulav a gazel is puzzle, so too is matzah a gazel. Matzah also has to belong to you. Now, if you're eating at someone's house or your father's house or a guest house and they give you matzahs, so that's considered like, you, they don't have to like makn it to you and tell you this is yours. You have to do like, some type of kinyan on it. We assume that means that they gave it to you and you have no problem. What this really means is, if you go to your supermarket and you want to buy your matzahs and you didn't have money and you say, I'll pay you later or something like this, and you haven't paid them yet, then it could be a problem that the matzahs don't belong to you, and therefore you are not going to be yotzi l'chora. Even in this case, we assume really the supermarket still wants to sell you the matzahs, because if you go back after pay and say, you know what, let's renegotiate the deal, I'll give you back your matzahs, and you'll be back, and I won't have to pay you, he's not going to be very happy with that, because matzahs after Pesach plummet in price about, tenfold, whatever it might be. Therefore, l'chora, in most cases, it's going to belong to you, but if you steal matzahs, they don't belong to you, you would not be yotze your mitzvahs. Now, like we just pointed out in the Mechaber, you take all three matzahs. You're going to take your three matzahs, you have the two shalims with the prus in the middle, and you are going to make the bracha on the tap, on all three matzahs. Then points out the Mishnah Berurah, see cotton days. He says, Yosem, the other klo shloshta, and you have all three in your hands. You have the top one and the bottom one for Lechem Mishnah. By the way, we already pointed out the Gra held, you only use two matzahs tonight, because the Lechem Mishnah tonight is done with a Prusa. That's not how we pass it. We take all three matzahs. You make Birkas Hamotzi holding all three matzahs. Then what's supposed to happen, hopefully your Gada explains this to you, but I think many people get this wrong. After a motzi, you let the third matzah let it go. Okay, you put it down the third matzah, and then you only hold the top two matzahs, the top of the whole one on top, and the middle broken one. And now you make an achilas matzah, only holding those two matzahs. Then you're going to go ahead and break those matzahs. Okay, so that is what you're supposed to do. First bracha of a motzi with three matzahs, achilas matzah, only with the top two matzahs. Okay, now, it says over here, you said, now you got to eat your matzahs. The problem is how is everyone going to get a kezayis matzah from this balabais matzah? It's not shy. He's going to make the motzi al-chilas matzah for everyone. By the way, all mitzvahs of the night, really, the best thing, according to Rov Poskim, is Rov Amahadris Melech, one person makes the bracha for everyone. But now he's going to divvy out these matzahs. You don't have enough. So let's push it. You know, not everyone could be yotzi just with this one person's matzah, not enough matzah to go around. So Rav Moshe Feinstein held the best thing is that everyone has their own three matzahs tonight. Everyone will have their own three matzahs, and then they don't have to make the bracha so they can hear the bracha of the Baal Bais, and then they'll go ahead and break their own matzahs and eat from their own matzahs, and that is Beseder Gomer. That's a very, very fine Eitzer. Shlomo Zalman also held that you can do this. You don't have to do this. Simply, as Rav Shlomo Zalman writes, Morin Rabin Rav Nevinsal, also if you look at Hilicha Shlomo on page Reish Ayin Zayin, he points this out, you don't have to do it that way. You could have the Baal Bais go ahead and make the hamotzi lecha min haaretz and the alachilas matzah on the two matzahs. And then they write, interesting, I still don't understand why dafka from the top matzah. But he said from the top matzah, the way you say hamotzi, you'll give a little piece to everyone. Everyone will get a little piece from the one that you made the lecha mishnah on the top matzah. And then they'll be mashed with other matzahs. They'll have other matzahs that are around. They don't necessarily have to have their own three. They can just take another matzah and then eat, mashlim the kazais that to eat for the mitzvah with another matzah. A little bit from the Baal Bais, and the rest will be in the Baal Bais. We'll go ahead and eat from his own matzahs that he'll eat his kazaisim from his own matzahs. Okay? So that is what one would do in order to go ahead and mashlim the shear of the matzah. Okay? We see over here really, for sure, Iker de Din, one only really needs one kazais. It seems to be beferish in the Gemara. However, the Mechaber over here says, sounds like you're supposed to eat two kazaisim. One for the hamotzi, and one for the halachilas matzah. Okay, that is what it sounds like over here. As Mr. Burra points out in Sif Katan Tes, Sif Katan Tes, he bothered by this question at first. Why do we need two kazaisim? He says like this, kazais mikol echad. He says, Mina prusa bevadei tzarech kazais. From the prusa, you definitely need a kazais because you need a kazais tonight for achilas matzah. The mitzvah achilas matzah has a mitzvah normally uses a kazais. So therefore, you need a kazais for achilas matzah. However, he says, Dam bevarchan achilas matzah vein achila prusa mekazais. Aval prusa samotze lo kaimelan dam motzi mevarchan afilo pachos mekazais. But for a motzi, any time of the year you want to eat bread, even if you have less than a kazais, it still requires an amotzi. So therefore, why do you need a second kazayis? Says the Mishnah Brura, "Diyesh poskim shesovrin de berkas amotzi kayal pruso or berkas alchilas matzah kayal shleima." Some Rishonim held that it's the opposite. Really, the hamotzi is going on the prusa, and alchilas matzah is going on the top matzah. Since we don't know which one it is, we're going to eat a kazayis from each one. That's the logic of Mishnah Brura. Why dafka tuts kazaisim l'chach tzorech mikol achas kazais? Therefore, we take from each one a kazais. That's the maskana of the Mishnah Brura. Anyways, this sounds like a very, very big chumrah altogether, and that is what Shmir Shabbos kehilchasa chelik beis simin and beis halacha tesvav. It is also quoted in the Kagadas Kododi b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein Yudal Gimel, and also b'shem Rav Yehuda bring down b'shem Rav Yashar the same thing. That this chumrah of eating two kazaisim is only for the person who is making both brachas. Only the, let's say the Baal Bais is the only one making the bracha, only he should take on the chumrah of two kazaisim. Everyone else who only hears the bracha, they only have to have one kazais, and that would be beseder gamor altogether. Okay? But the Baal Bais, it says they should have two kazaisim. We'll see in one moment, there's not really going to be a very big nafkamina after all out of saying all this. Why is that? Okay, even if you want to claim, you should go follow the Mechaber over here and the Mishnah Brura to try and have two kazaisim. The question is, how much is a kazais? Okay, I'm not going to hear it to even exact shear, and I don't recommend sitting there with measuring sticks and scales and stuff like that. I love pains to figure out exactly kazais. I'll give you the share. Chazon Ish held it's about 50 smak, which is be'erech about 2/3 of a machine matzah. The square matzahs, about 2/3 would be one kazais according to the Chazon Ish. Reb Chaim No, he held its 27 smak, which is a little bit less than a half of a machine matzah. Well, the reason why we give shirim with machine matzah, not hand matzahs usually vary. Some have smaller circles and some have bigger circles. Usually machine matzahs are all the same size square, so it's much easier to visualize. 2/3 or about a half of a square, but that's about the machlokas, he's the Chazon Ish, and Reb Chaim No. So really, we would say tonight's a mitzvah matzah, there will be any, even though minig Yerushalayim is like Rav Chaim Na, the more makel share. However, mitzvahs daraisa, many are machmir for Chazon Ish by mitzvahs daraisa. So you should say, you should be machmir for the bigger shear. Okay, that's very nice on the first kazais. Everyone is going to agree that even if a chumrah of eating two kazaisim, that's only derabonan. So therefore, once you're going to have on the Darabonin, two kazaisim, so the shear is going to be the smaller shear. Once you have the smaller shear, it really ends up being about the same. 27 smack, 2. 50 smack, that's a little bit more, but it ends up being about the same. Rav Nevinsel says, Beferish, in Dibur HaMaskel, Kazayis over here, and it starts over here on the page, it goes then into the sofa, Krach, there's not enough room over here. He ends up basically saying, he says, for sure, if you have one machine matzah, you're going to be Yotzei Lekola Deis, you'll be totally fine. It might be maybe not the Chaznish, but since it's only the Rabbanan over here, you'll sure be fine. If you eat about a whole matzah of machine matzah, you're for sure fine. If you want to even have a half of a machine matzah, you have what to rely on, okay? 2/3, even better. But at the end of the day, you have what to rely on in these different shirim to only eat one kazayis. 2 kazayisim would be great, but even 2 kazayisim, you go after the smaller shir. How fast do you have to eat it? So I heard this a long time ago in the Shabbos of Gadol Drasha from Moreno Rabbeinu, from Nevinzal himself. He probably says it every year, but it's a davar pashut. It's a davar pashut. Rosh Hamazalman also points out also. The shir of Kedei Achilas Pras means, the definition is, the amount a normal person takes to eat this shir normally. Okay, whatever a kazayis is, Kedei Achilas Pras is the normal time it takes to eat this thing. Therefore, those people who take it and start shoving matzahs in their mouth and don't want to swallow it too quickly because they want to take as much as they possible to, and then swallow as much as they can at one time in order that the shir doesn't start until after they first swallow, that's not normal, and that's not what the Chazal meant. What is it? Okay, there might be some Gedolim who are makpid like this, but the general principle is like Moreno Rabbeinu Nevinzal points out, and this is how he does it. Now they're made b'shem Rosh Hamazalman, that they would eat it normally, and it normally doesn't mean they would schmooze in the middle and do other things in the middle. They would sit there with a seba eating their kazayis matzah, as a normal person would eat a kazayis matzah. Okay, the shir varies. Okay, this shouldn't be a problem to eat. A, the small shir is 2 minutes. Generally, you have more than that, 3 minutes for sure, to eat one matzah. How long does it take to eat for a regular person to eat a matzah? Shouldn't take that long. Therefore, it should be totally fine. And the shirim go up to all the way up to 10 minutes. Why don't you try and eat it? You look at the watch around 3 minutes. There should not have a problem if you're eating it b'seba b'nachas. Remember, tonight especially, you're coming back from yeshiva, people are going to be looking at you like what you're doing. You're going to eat like a slob. That's not going to encourage people to go ahead and do things in the appropriate way. Do it normally, and that's how it's normal people are supposed to do it, and that's how it's supposed to be done. Okay, that's in terms of a Kedei Achilas Pras. For a chol and zakein, if you have a chol or a zakein, or they have much smaller shirim, even l'chazanish, l'chayinah, both point out these are l'chatchila shirim. However, for a chol and zakein, they should talk to the local rav, where the shirim become much smaller in order to accommodate these type of people. Now, the last thing is that, since we learned earlier on that there's a machlokus in the Rishonim, what is the Iker Matzah tonight? Is it the one that we're going to have at Motzi Matzah when we're going to say the Al-Chilas Matzah? Or is it like the Rashi and the Rashbam write that the Iker Matzah of the night is the Afikomen? Therefore, points out Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal, that when you make the bracha, it's not only him, it's much earlier than Rav Nevinzal also point this out, is that when you make the bracha of Al-Chilas Matzah, you should also be mischavein also on the matzahs that you're going to have at the end of the night, the Afikomen. We'll see another nafkamina that has to do with this, Bezrat Hashem, in the upcoming shir. That is Rachsa and Motzi Matzah. We will take a break.